Baruch Luri from Nussbaums. Good morning. Welcome to studio.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you all doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Even though it is Wednesday, I must
yes,
say.
Yes, and there's lots to whine about.
Is there?
Yes, we've got an amazing special that you can pour. Delicious wine on top.
Ah, nothing wrong with a bit of wine on a Wednesday. All right, what you got going?
So we've got a very cool special this week.
Tell me.
And we did a lot of research to make sure that we're actually the most economic and cheapest in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And we took raisin rib because it's one of the top five kosher staples.
Right.
We did some research in terms of what other guys are selling it for, and we made sure that it's the cheapest raisin rib on the market, and it's 159 rand per kilo.
Mm-hmm.
It's available today, tomorrow, and Friday in our flagship store in Glen Hazel.
Right.
And the other cool thing that we decided to do, and hopefully we'll be good at this and continue, is that we are giving you a free recipe with your raisin rib that you buy in special.
What a great idea. Just because I think so many people are very, very, almost intimidated by this type of thing. Yeah. You know, what do I do with it? How do I manage it?
So we find two kinds of intimidations. One is that someone's been cooking brisket their whole life and they've never cooked a raisin rib.
Mm.
And the other intimidation is someone that's been cooking raisin rib their whole life, but they've always used the same recipe and they've always, you know, they've been too scared to try it. The other cool thing that we're doing is, you can buy for 25 rand, a bottle of marinade. So it's already mixed. Which you just chuck over the meat and we give you a cooking instruction. So if you don't want to go down the whole do-it-yourself, you can just buy the sauce, buy the meat on special, and we'll tell you how to cook it.
So what is the difference between brisket and raisin rib?
Raisin rib comes from the top portion of the cow, the neck area, so it's a more rich beef flavor.
Mm.
It's also a more chunky piece of meat,
right?
And it doesn't dry out, whereas brisket,
brisket can get quite dry.
It can get dry, and it's got a different taste.
So what's the ideal way to cook a raisin rib?
Low and slow.
That's one more stewish type of thing.
You can also stew it, absolutely. Yeah,
right. Oh, very, very interesting indeed. So that is the special is, just tell us again.
159 rand per kilo.
Brilliant. And that's available Wednesday?
Today, tomorrow, and Friday at Nussbaums Glen Hazel. And we've got a whole bunch of different sizes as well, depending on how many guests you have, etc.
How do you work that out?
250 grams per kilogram. So if you buy a raw piece of raisin rib for four people, it's a kilo.
250 grams per person.
Correct.
Not per kilogram. Right.
Per person, sorry.
Right. Okay. So that's an issue now. And that's wet weight.
That's raw
uncooked
weight. Correct.
Weight.
And if you're buying something cooked, it's 100 grams. So our hot beef on rye.
As little as that?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that all?
That's it. If you look at our hot beef on rye.
But that's only for like thin people, guests.
No, not really. No. And I think most people will serve it with chicken or there'll be a starter.
Right, you see, that's what you're counting on. That is really interesting. And I have to tell you that you brought in, biltong last week. Absolutely unreal.
Great.
One of the nicest biltongs certainly I've tasted. And that's your, what do you call it?
Craft biltong.
Your craft biltong. Absolutely amazing. That you don't go and just pick up a thing. You've got to ask them specifically
for the craft, yeah.
Yeah. That was really, really something amazing. So well done.
Great. Right. Thank you.
All right, Baruch Luri from Nussbaums. Pop down to them and, you will get a, you can pick up that special over the next few days.